You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, we've just had the general election, but there is a much more important election coming up next week. No, not the US election. Don't be silly. It's Bird of the Year. Forest and Bird's annual Bird of the Year, Te Manu Rongonui o Te Tau, begins at 9 a.m. on Monday, the 2nd of November. I spoke to Bird of the Year spokesperson Laura Keown and started by asking her what Bird of the Year aims to achieve.
New Zealand's birds are amazing, and that's why Bird of the Year is such a fun event, because people get really excited about campaigning and advocating for their favorite native birds and all of the unique qualities that they have, like being flightless or being international travelers like our amazing albatross or being really endangered. But most people don't know that about 3/4 of our birds are in trouble and facing extinction. So Bird of the Year is really a chance for people to get to know the birds that live in Aotearoa and get to love those birds. And then they will want to save them, and then they'll want to protect the habitat that they rely on. So the biggest dangers to birds in Aotearoa are things like climate change, introduced pests like rats and stoats that eat birds in the nest, and then also human activities like development and pollution that destroy habitat. So our birds are really in a lot of trouble. They need all the help they can get, and Bird of the Year is just a big chance for people to get to know our birds, promote them, love them, and help save them.
And so looking at previous winners, has this popularity helped those birds?
It's hard to say. We have the most amazing iconic birds that have won in the past. So Hoiho is the reigning champion, a bird that is in really sharp decline, especially on mainland New Zealand. So their nests are disappearing on our sort of Southland coasts and in the Catlins, and we're not sure exactly what's happening. But we know that the birds, we take good care of them on land, and something's happening at sea. Maybe their food patterns are changing, or climate change is changing where they can hunt, and we don't see them coming back to the mainland to nest. So they're either dying at sea or they're going elsewhere to sort of sub-Antarctic islands to nest instead. So we could see those kind of local extinctions for Hoiho. That's a bit of a sad tangent, but Bird of the Year is just a big chance to get sort of publicity and attention for those birds. We've had Kia as champion. We've had the Kittadu, which is a bird that's doing okay. We're seeing it more and more, even in our cities and in the reserves that we love to take walks in.
So just talking about previous winners, with the exception of the Hoiho, none of them have been ones that are in serious decline. Like, they're in some trouble,
yeah.
Not serious trouble. I guess my kind of question is, when you put something like this out to the public favourites are always going to reflect a bird that is somewhat visible, and maybe not those ones like, you know, the Tuturuatu shore plover or the Mātuku bittern, who really need that support. So I guess my question is a bit about the problem with the popular vote, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, it is a big popularity contest. That's what Forest and Birds Bird of the Year kind of is. But, you know, a bit of an explore on the Bird of the Year website shows that Kia, you know, they're actually in serious trouble. They have habitat loss, and they have threats from predators that makes them actually quite endangered birds. So even though, you know, we might see them or think that there's a lot of them, they're actually in trouble. They need our help and protection. Same with kōkako. You might be able to see them in a reserve that has a predator-proof fence, but actually outside of areas like that, it's really rare to find them nesting, and they're an amazing songbird. So, you know, we think of our popular birds as being common, but that's not necessarily the case. Some of our most popular birds, including some of those past Bird of the Year winners, are really threatened species that we need to do more to protect their habitat and make sure that they're going to be there for future Bird of the Year competitions.
And then lastly, Laura, are you able, either personally or as Forest and Bird, to endorse a candidate for this year's election?
It's a very common question, but look, as the independent administrators of the election, you know, we always have to maintain our independence. We're the Electoral Commission of of Bird of the Year. That's what Forest and Bird does. So I definitely wouldn't endorse a bird in particular. But heck, I'm sure if you get online, start going hashtag Bird of the Year, you'll find your favorite pretty quick. There's some awesome tactics coming out. So the Takahe is our first bird to get on TikTok for their campaigning. So if you follow at TikTokahe, you can see some funny videos that they've been posting up. And, you know, there's tons of other fun memes emerging from shorebirds and forest birds. And a lot of the birds are forming alliances because in the Bird of the Year competition, you can vote for your top five birds. Some birds have been banding together trying to take all five of the top spots. So, for example, the Penguin Party, that's an alliance of all the penguins who think you should vote for only penguins in your top five spots. So, like, the Korora, our little blue penguin, and the Hoiho, and the Tawaki are all working together to try to get all the votes. So there's a lot of fun tactics going on online. I'm sure you'll find your favorite if you get on social media and start looking around.
That was Laura Keown from Bird of the Year. Voting starts Monday next week. Now, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but I am a bit biased towards the Tuturuatu shore plover. I worked with them at an aviary in the Hawke's Bay over the summer, and I can tell you they are quite a sassy bunch. And with only 240 of them left, they are well deserving of your vote.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.